And another story that hit the headlines, the USB-sized gene sequencer. Now, people just went nuts for this. Did you see this one?
I think it was one of those ones where you look at the picture and just go, oh my God, it's amazing. It plugs into your computer.
The future is here.
Yeah, and then you think, actually, what would I personally do with that? I can't do anything with that.
But I'd sequence anything.
But one point they made as part of this story was, you know, yeah, you get all this data out of it, but then what do you do with it? You've got your USB plug-in, but you might also need a supercomputer to go with it to analyse all the stuff that you've got. That might be a bit more expensive than the sequencer itself.
Yeah, what's interesting is that it's called, I think, gridiron technology. It works in a different way to normal sequencers in that there's basically little nanopores, they're kind of tiny holes, and the DNA gets pulled through it like pulling a necklace through a hole. And each nucleotide, each letter of the DNA, gives out a slightly different electrical signal, and they monitor those. So you're sort of going pop, 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 A, C, T, G, whatever. That's what they say. There is quite a lot of controversy about how accurate it is.